Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Attract Positive Results with Max Ryan. I am here today to help you and do some intuitive readings with you. If you don't know who I am, my name is Max Ryan. I am a spiritual teacher. I am a transformational mentor, also an intuitive. And what I do is I try my best to help you to move in your life from craziness to clarity. And so without further ado, we've got some people on the line. We're going to talk about, wow, for some reason it's only going to be 15 minutes today, just so you know. I don't understand how, if you're new, I used to do Blog Talk Radio all the time. I'm just going to take this for a moment. Yesterday I was like, let me just do a couple things on there. So I'm trying to just do a few things here. So we're going to get through as many people as we can. And we've got some people already there on the switchboard. I've got 13 minutes. It was supposed to be a half an hour, but oh well, that's okay. We're all good. So let's say a prayer because that helps. Today what we're going to talk about is your career and your profession. I'm going to tune into Spirit to help you with your career and your profession to see what's going on. So let's take a deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, we come together today with open hearts, open minds, and an open spirit. We allow today to be a time of love and support and guidance for everyone that we speak to today. And we ask that all of the highest, most beautiful energies be here with us today. We take a big deep breath. Together we say thank you very much. And so it is. Amen. All right. So since I only have now 12 minutes, we're going to go through these pretty quick. So just bear with me, my friends, because I might have to do very quick readings because I already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 callers already. So I'll sip on my drink. All right. So here we go. All right. So the first caller that we're going to go to is area code 914-522. 914-522. Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is Katie from New York.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Great. Do I know you already, Katie, or are you just calling randomly?
No, first time caller.
Great. All right, Katie. So let me just tune into you for a moment. I work with cards and I work intuitively. So before you ask the question, what we're going to tune into here today is money and money and career and profession. So if you could just do me a favor, Katie, and close your eyes and take a big deep breath with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Katie. So this is what I get right away. I haven't even pulled the card. Katie, you're scattered. You have a lot of different things happening. I feel like you have a lot of, like, interests. You're like, I want to kind of do that. Maybe I want to do that. But maybe I want to do that. But you have, like, okay, thank you. So my guides tell me you have, like, a diamond in the rough. You have something that you have dreamt about doing for a long time. It's, like, underneath things. And you haven't been moving forward on that thing. It's a career thing. It's a maybe I can make this happen. Maybe I can do that. Does that make sense to you, Katie?
Yes, absolutely. Everything you said. I do have varied talents, and I do have trouble sometimes focusing which one I should kind of bring forward.
Got it. I get it, Katie. So there is, but I have to say, I'm a coach also, and I train people, and I work very intensely with people. But if I sat down with you for maybe even 10 minutes, I would probably be able to find, like, aha, it's the thing. This is the thing that you really feel connected with. If there's one thing, is there something about writing a book for you?
That's one thing I do write. I write, I dance, I paint, I act.
Yeah,
so yeah,
yeah. You're very creative, which is really, 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 really wonderful. But what is that? There is a thing that you're like, oh, I just haven't given it my all. I haven't really just like, oh. What is that thing, Katie?
Maybe music, because I do focus on the other ones. I actually am just wrapping up a visual arts project. So that's more prevalent on my mind. But the one that I would maybe on the, you know, back burner maybe say is music.
Yeah, I feel like that thing. Now, listen, let me tell you this really quickly. Is that I don't feel, I mean, I'm not like, oh, my God, you're going to become a famous musician, whatever. But I feel like that, if you put some focus in that thing, because what I'm being shown right now is that there's kind of a diamond in the rough, and there's that thing that's going to kind of hook you into something else. And so I'm going to really suggest that you start doing more music.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you so very much.
You're so welcome, Katie. It's really nice to meet you. If you need to find out, I'm on Periscope every single day. You can find me. You can go to my website, because I don't know how many of these I'm going to do right now. But look me up, Max Ryan, attractspositiveresults.com.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well. God bless you. Thank you.
You're very talented.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Oh, so sweet. So sweet. Okay, let's go to the next person in the queue. Let's see. We're going to area code 775-762. 775-762. Hi, who's this?
Hi, very nice to meet you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. I'm in California. I live between New York City and California. Katie was in New York City, and now you're in California. How interesting. How are you today, Wendy?
Well, I'll try to be concise, and I feel it's relative.
Just tell me
work.
How you are. I don't want any information. Just tell me how you are.
I have concerns.
You have concerns. I can tell that. Okay. Let me just... Just do me a favor, Wendy. This is how I work. I don't want to hear any information because it, whatever. So just close your eyes with me for a second. Let's take a deep breath together. Okay, let me pull a card for you. Interesting. You're kind of like Katie in a way that you have a lot of talents. You have a lot of things that you like. Am I right, Wendy?
That's true.
Did something just, because I got the chariot card turned upside down. Did you just either get fired from a job or some project ended or something kind of either fell apart or you're like, oh, God, geez, that's done now. Did that something like that just happen?
No, I'm currently employed, but I'm on leave from a car accident from March to state disability.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's something that is completely, like, altered you. It's something like something that's, like, altered you. And I, because you're on disability now, is that right, you said?
Yeah, I may be returning in January if my doctor feels that I'm okay. So I do have a job. I hope I keep my job.
Right. Because when I get the chariot card turned upside down, it means some big thing just kind of like ended. And in a way, it's like, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. So now I want to hear a little bit of information. Just answer me this question. Is there a man at that job that you really feel like you don't trust?
Yes. I was abused by a trainer.
Yes. I know. Okay, so I get it right away. So there's a man that at that job you don't trust, which has colored the whole job for you, which is really, oh boy, okay, that whole thing. And now I'm going to ask you one more question. And I don't even want to know what you do, but is that profession, that job, the thing that you see yourself doing in 10 years?
Well, I want to work just another 3 years. Could see me working there, yes, because I need a paycheck. I will be applying at other jobs, but the point is I want to be consecutively employed until I transition to a new employer.
Right, Right. You're operating on fear, my friend. You're kind of operating on fear. And that's okay. I'm just pointing it out to you. But I want you to, Spirit is definitely telling me this for sure, is that trust a little bit more that you don't have to stay somewhere just because you're getting a paycheck. Because I feel like you have there's something else, whatever you're doing, and it doesn't even matter to me, what the thing that you're doing right now is not the thing that really brings your heart joy.
True.
It's not totally it. It's not it. And I'm not, listen, I'm going to tell you really, very clearly, Wendy, is that I don't believe, I'm not one of those people that's like, you have to do the part thing that brings you joy to make money. I don't, whatever. But whatever brings you joy in your life, you're not doing that enough right now.
Right.
You're working to live instead of living to work.
Exactly.
So this is your message from Spirit, is you need to start to do and participate in your life with things that bring you joy.
Yes, and I am very artistic. I'm an artist, but
yes.
I also love to help people.
Help people.
And I could see me in a different aspect where it'd be more face-to-face and less stress and probably higher pay. But I'm just praying that I am not fired because I want to be in control of having a continuous paycheck.
You are not trusting God. You don't trust God. You're trying to control God. God is giving you everything if you fall, because I just got that so strongly for you, Wendy. You're like, I want to help people. I want to be, you know, you got that vibration. And then you're like, well, I can't do that because I got to make sure I stay in the job and I get the money. God is going to offer you a freaking miracle, Wendy, if you will just move forward. I'm not saying quit your job, but go help people because your heart's going to open.
Okay. I will move forward, and there's a couple of companies that are impressive to my resume. Can't work
until
January.
Are those companies having to do with helping people face-to-face?
It could, or it could be on the phone.
Okay,
but either way, I'm very good at connecting to people, and I take responsibility for what I say to them, and I say it in a very empathetic spiritual way.
All right, my friend. Good. So your message is definitely trust that you're being held in the palm of the divine.
I'm being what?
Held in the palm of the divine source.
How nice.
Because you're trying to control your outcome.
Right.
I don't know if you believe in God or if you believe in whatever, but there's a source of love, care of you, if you will let go.
Okay, I am a Christian.
Good. Awesome. So trust God. Trust God and follow God. All right? God helps those who help themselves means follow that intuition that's telling you to go do that thing. Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You're welcome, Wendy. Have a wonderful night. Thanks. Whatever.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
God bless.
Okay, everyone. You too. I've got to go, everyone. Thank you so much. I'll try to do another one of these very soon. If you would like to book a reading with me, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com and you can go to the readings page. You can book a reading with me. We do life readings. I work with you very intensely, and hopefully you can tell from today. Send me lots of love.